Welcome to Your Average Podcast. I'm Matt, alongside me, the Level Panda,
and Lewis here.
Lewis, you got a couple scary stories here that you want to share with us.
Shit that goes bump in the night.
Stuff that goes bump in the night. What do you have to say to us about these scary stories?
I guess it was pretty scary to me.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me just set the mood for everybody here before you say this scary story.
Alright. So, it was scary to me just because it happened when I was a little kid, right?
Okay.
And actually, we were at my uncle's house, and everybody's about to hit the road to go home. And I'm being a little kid, I guess I'm the first one to walk out the house, and I'm walking out the door, and for some reason I turn around. Keep in mind, in the back of my uncle's house there's like a little, like, I guess like creek, like a little mini river, and it's pretty dark back there. And this was before he had like that nice brick fence. He just had like a wooden fence. So I turn around, and I shit you not, I saw something that looked like a pair of eyes that just looking at me, and I could see him like just blink. And they were just floating in the air. I couldn't see nothing. Just it looked like a set of eyes just floating. And I fucking screamed my heart out, and everybody ran out. And just like, well, what happened, what happened? And I told them, they're like, oh man, you probably sound fucking out.
Oh, yeah. That's bad luck for Mexicans.
That's the lechuza.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, were the eyes, were they like dog level? Like,
no, they were like
person level?
They were like if I had to say, like, sitting on top of a fence, maybe?
Holy fuck. Okay, it could have been an owl.
Like,
could have been an elf?
But the lechuza can change into an owl.
What is that lechuza?
So for those of you that don't know what the lechuza is, It's like lechuga? A witch.
It's like a witch that can change to
an owl. Oh, lechuza is a witch? I always thought it was just an owl.
Oh, man,
no,
really?
It's a witch.
A shape-shifting witch. You know, I've heard about this before. Kind of similar to Baba Yaga.
Bless
those,
you.
That's the
Sprinkled.
That's my boy, bro. No, this is a
Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga.
John Wick.
Yeah. Well, the boogeyman. Well, yeah. The shapeshifting witch. I actually just barely heard about that one a couple days ago. That it is a shapeshifting witch, and that if usually these are. From what I've heard from Mexican lore about these witches is that if you tend to run into one of them, they really just want to fuck with you. They're not really trying to hurt you. They're just really mainly just trying to scare you.
Joker.
Yeah, like a Joker, like a trickster. Yeah, like a trickster. So they're basically just out to just kind of scare you, not really harm you or anything like that. But damn, That's some pretty cool stuff, man. That's crazy.
Bro, why do you have such bad luck?
I don't know, man. I wish I knew, but I can't tell you.
And well, obviously, you're telling us now.
Yeah, and that was just one of my stories. I got another story for you.
Oh, let us hear it.
So, another time when I was a kid, I'm sitting playing video games. And keep in mind, I'm in my room. And my room, I would say, is like towards the front of the house. So my room is closer to the street versus the front door. The front door is more tucked in. And me and my friend are playing video games. And I shit you not, I hear like some lady screaming for help in Spanish.
What was she saying?
Like, auxilio, ayúdame, help, help, just screaming. And I was a little kid, so I think, like, my speed was, I felt like I was in shape. So I fucking jumped up on that
moment. This was before you started drinking beer.
Yeah, this was before I was drinking beer. This is before I weighed like 250. I probably weighed like barely 100. So I jumped up fast in the motherfucker. And I look out my window, and I didn't see nothing. So my next reaction was to run outside.
Into the window that's into the street.
Yeah.
Like 10 o'clock, maybe midnight.
What time of night was this?
Yeah, like 1, 2, maybe.
Why would you do that?
2 o'clock.
Because everybody was in my backyard drinking.
It was a Mexican party.
It was a Mexican party.
Yeah, they left all night.
Yeah, that's all night.
So you've never seen the exorcism movies at that point in your life?
No.
So usually the witching hour,
3 a.m.
witching hour, yeah. 3 a.m. is usually the time that is the most heightened, supposedly the most heightened level
It might have been 3 a.m., I don't know.
Apparently it's because Jesus was crucified at 3 p.m., mm-hmm. So like the polar opposite is 3 a.m. Mm.
So
what happened when you ran outside?
So I ran outside, and my little friend ran right behind me. And when we ran outside, we ran all the way to my front fence. And when we ran out to my front fence, we looked both ways. There was nothing. We didn't see nothing in either direction. And mm-hmm. It was quite surprising because when we actually heard the screaming, it sounded like it was right outside my window. Mm. And then when we came back in, I guess everybody saw us all scared and stuff. And everybody was like, "What happened?" And I told them what happened. And maybe they thought maybe there was a fight or something going on in the middle of the street. But I mean, it sounded way too close to me.
Wow, that's pretty intense, man. That's super intense.
I mean, what if it played out a different way? You looked at the window, there was like somebody staring back at you.
Fuck, man, I would have shit myself.
Yeah, they go down the same.
9-year-old you, yeah, obviously, probably.
Yep.
Man.
Wow.
Have you had any scary encounters? Have you ever felt like somebody was walking behind you, but they're not?
Not personally, no. How about you?
Yeah.
He's just been talking the whole time.
Really? I know. Well, I want to know because he has a lot of scary stories, and I want to get to the bottom of
this. I had this maybe like 3-4 years ago. Me and my cousins and a couple other family members, we had the bright idea to go to this park in Arlington. Apparently the backstory of the park is there was a, back in the day, you could drive through it. There was a bridge and apparently a bus or a family fell off of the bridge. So the bridge is now like overtaken with vegetation. That trail's not there anymore. So for whatever reason, we decided to go fucking 12 o'clock, 1 in the morning, walk to that bridge and see what we could find. So they've done it before. They've gone like in daylight to like pre-plan, be like, okay, we go this way, we go this way, we go that way. So the parks in Arlington, I think they close at 10. Mm-hmm. And they're gated. Mm-hmm. So we had to park in a neighborhood. We had to walk to the park, run, make sure there was no lights or cars to avoid getting caught, basically. To getting caught or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we walk all the way to the area. We walk through this park, which is a bad idea because a park late at night, there's animals, probably homeless people.
Rapists.
people up to no fucking good. And it's like 5-6 young adolescents, I guess. Roaming the park, just trying to get a thrill. So on the way to the area, maybe we're like 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away from it. And as we're getting to that area, we just hear this loud ass fucking scream, like somebody's getting killed or something.
Like a blood curdling.
Yes, scream. That. Like, okay. like a fucking scream from hell.
Alright.
So fuck, man, it was late at night, dark. Mm-hmm. I just fucking about face and started fucking running.
That's terrifying.
Have you ever had experiences where you've seen like people sleepwalking or anything like that?
Well, I mean, only one circumstance when I was just really, really little. I don't even remember it, but apparently. My mom told me that I had gotten out of bed one night and it really only happened to me once in my entire life that I know of. I got out of bed once and started trying to unlock the door, my back door, and walked outside and was just standing. And then my mom came out and we sat on the swing. She said that we sat on the swing for about an hour, and I was actually having an actual full-blown conversation with her. And then after that, she said that I just simply got up and went back to bed. And that was pretty much it. Not really terrifying, but just, it's just something creepy about you being able to function without you even really being in conscious of your entire body. So that kind of stuff kind of creeps, you know.
Should I do that all the time when I get drunk?
No, well, I think every Mexican sleepwalks when they get drunk. They think that they're walking really good and they're just walking terribly. They're just stumbling all over the place.
Nah, but the reason I mention this is because I had a similar, I guess it wouldn't be classified as sleepwalking. Well, I don't know. It will fall under that category. Uh-huh. Well, one time I was asleep with my brother. Mm-hmm. And we used to share a room. And he had his own little bed and I had my own bed. And at that time, I don't know if it was raining or just some noise woke me up. I woke up and I turned to look at him. And I'm laying flat in the bed, just like my sleep mode. And I turn around, look at him, and he's sitting up. And all I hear is like, he was talking, but I couldn't comprehend what he was saying. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just mumbling, like, under his voice or something. And I said, hey. I called out his name. He didn't respond. And he kept on, like, mumbling, like, and then, at that time, I even got louder. And I said his name. And he finally reacted. He's like, oh. Oh, I'm going back to sleep. And he just laid back down flat, and I was like, okay, motherfucker, that wasn't creepy at all.
Right?
Shit.
I remember one circumstance with my brother-in-law's brother. He used to have that kind of same, I'm just now remembering it. He used to have that same sort of thing. So his fiance at the time, she used to write down notes of what everything that he used to say when he would wake up and just start randomly talking. Most of it was actually pretty clear, and it was actually like him actually just telling a story. One of the sentences or paragraphs he had said was, "Get behind me, baby, I'll protect you. It's all good. We're gonna flow up a river and eat something good." And it obviously it was uncomprehensible. I had no idea what he was talking about, but just able to write down what someone's saying in their dream or something, or what they're seeing in their mind, is another unworldly kind of thing. Consciousness. Crazy. What goes on in our brain?
Who knows?
No. I don't know.
There's a lot of scary stories going on out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crazy because, like, whenever somebody dies, they say that their nails keep growing, so if that bodily function still is active, like, what if your brain, like, kickstarts again while you're, like, deceased?
Like, able to wake up from being dead or pronounced dead? Or
no, whatever. Just, like, your consciousness is still going.
Like your soul?
Like your soul?
Yes. I guess. That's what you want to call soul. It. Would it?
I'm going to put a scary movie. So, do you wake up dead?
Like, what's up?
No, do you wake up dead? Or do you go to sleep dead?
Oh, man, I feel like
You can't wake up dead because you won't wake up if you die.
I feel like I need some weed.
But how do you go to sleep then?
Some weed?
Yeah. I feel like I need some weed to understand this.
So how do you go to sleep then?
Because you wake up, because you wake up, how are you going to wake up dead? Because you're asleep right when now. You go to lie.
Wait, say it again?
So do you wake up dead or do you go to sleep dead?
Like if you're dead tired or just dead straight?
Just dead.
I don't know, you could die in your sleep.
No,
That's some heavy stuff, man. That's some heavy stuff, bro. That's some knowledge.
That's just something.
Message.
That's just something to twist you up.
Have you guys ever been visited by somebody in your dreams?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
My dad.
Yeah.
My mom. It was right after he passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Close to?
No, I don't mind sharing it, but because it helped me get a lot of closure out of that. It's weird. I don't know how.
Oh, everybody, this is Brianna.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
She's stepping in and telling her own little scary story session that we got going on here.
Wow. We also
take
got,
it away.
We also got Diana.
We also got my wife Diana sitting in with the.
Hi guys.
Tacos and Miches. Mm-hmm. She's Tacos and Miches for life.
Mhm.
Look, so, continue, sorry.
Oh, continue, Brianna.
I want to say it was about a week after my dad died, and he died suddenly. He died. He was hit by a car. Died suddenly. And it was out of nowhere. No warning, no anything, but so it was hard. And at that time as well, my parents were already divorced, so I had to, you know, kind of take care of everything. But as far as, you know, it was hard. But there was one day I went to sleep, or one night, I mean, it was just a blur. And I was at church, and I hadn't even been to church in like a good minute, and since he had passed away or whatever. And before that, it had been a long time. So I was just, it was like a baptism or like a, or some kind of anointing. I don't know what it was. It was just like a, I don't even know whose it was. And he came to me in front of me and he hugged me. And he was like, everything's going to be okay and you're going to get through this. And I woke up and I felt like this weird, like, the paralysis feeling where like you're awake but you can't move, but you're just like, stunned. I guess it would be stunned. And yeah, that would be my story. So it's like, again, he passed. I don't know. Something about that.
I'm gonna get into touchy subject about that. For y'all that don't know, Brianna is my girlfriend / future wife. I don't know.
Material.
Yeah. But I was with her the day her dad passed away. And I shit you not, I felt like she felt what was going on. Cause we were sitting down eating, having dinner at my parents' house.
Women's intuition, man.
We were at my parents' house eating. And then she turned around and looked at me, and she had just had like a disgusting face, like something like she got sick or something bothered her. And then out of nowhere, her phone rang, and that's when we got the news, right?
Yeah. It was like a pit in my stomach. Like, we were eating wings and pizza. I love wings and pizza. I can eat wings any day, every day of the week.
Wings,
I eat wings for breakfast.
Wings are life.
Wings are fucking life. But
flaps or drums?
I like them both. I like fat.
You had to choose one for the rest of your life.
Flats.
Why?
I feel like the drums are a little bit, have more of the grease.
Well, see, to me, I like flats too because I feel like they're more juicier.
Yeah, for
yep,
sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wingstop or Pluckers? Ooh. Is that even a question?
Right.
I'm going to say Pluckers. What?
Wingstop! Get out of here, please.
Get out of the studio.
This concludes our partner.
Get out of the garage.
Get out of the studio.
To get back in the subject.
It was a weird feeling overall, but yeah. Subconsciously I can't even explain. That's not even a science. But there are certain feelings I feel like are auras, or what you were saying, consciousness. Maybe it is your conscious. What if that's your mind? But then what if it's you? I don't know.
I also wonder if people that are going to die have that feeling that they're gonna die. Like foreshadowing their own death.
Well, you know, just to piggyback off of what you're saying is that there are some circumstances where people were visited by a stranger, and the stranger can be many things, but one of the most notable ones that I've read about was a banshee. And a banshee is a, for lack of the most, was a spirit that would, or some sort of entity that would either visit you and just kind of give you like the most blood-curdling scream that you ever heard in your life. And if you were to see a banshee, someone in your family would pass away. Now, if you were to hear the banshee, then you yourself would pass away.
I also heard that, I guess, that conspiracy, like in the, I guess, in the Mexican folklore or whatever, that if you see a black moth in your house, somebody close to your family dies.
Hmm.
Also, too, somebody that you know dies.
Another one, too, is that if you see a red cardinal in your backyard or on your property somewhere, that
like
someone,
the bird?
Yeah. You see a red cardinal in your backyard, or if you see, you know, somewhere that you see it, someone you know is going to pass away. There's a lot of folklore, a lot of legends that are behind certain foreshadowings of death and whatnot. It's almost different in every other culture of foreshadowing of a death. Hard for us to tell. I mean, we would like to think that, you know, we would never want to know when the minute or down to the, you know, the hour down to the minute that would pass away.
You wouldn't want to know stuff like that, because it's like the day of. Imagine how fucking paranoid you would be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm not going out anywhere. I'm staying home.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, you just want to kind of just live your life the way you want to live your life.
I had a similar thing happen to me.
What's that?
I don't know. To me, it felt like maybe that person foreshadowed his own day. Like, it just happened to be I'm on a vacation trip with my family. Mm-hmm. You know, we're having a great time. And this person happens to be a good family friend. And this person is actually somebody that spends time with us. And he calls me every day, or called me every day. And then my last day on the vacation there, he called me. He was like, "Hey man, I wish I was out there. I wish I could have been enjoying time with my family. I should have got my shit together, and I could have been over there with y'all." And he's like, "I love you, and I love your family. Y'all are everything to me." And to me, it felt like he was saying goodbye. Mm. And so the next day, the next morning when we flew over here, I found out he was dead.
Wow.
So, I mean, to me, it felt like he was saying his goodbye. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, I remember not too long ago, I think one of my dad's family members passed away, old age. And so they had to drive to Mexico to pretty much say their goodbyes. And so they went to Mexico, said their goodbyes, whatever. She was in the hospital, I think my dad's aunt. And they came back like 2 days later, and then she passed away. So basically they were like, yeah, she was just like hanging on so my dad could say like his goodbyes and stuff like that. And like 2 days later she passed away. This is crazy, man. Maybe like the willpower, but like, I want to see this person. I'm gonna, you know, try and keep going.
Yeah, I've heard similar stories like that, where a person like needs their own life support or, you know, something like that, and they're like, "Well, we're, you know, can we get this person, you know, a couple more, you know, minutes to get here or something like that?" And that person who, you know, is gonna pass away, you know, hangs on for just the right amount of time for that person to show up and get there just in time.
And there's just all those nice stories too, where older couples die together.
You talking about The Notebook?
Yeah, like
The Notebook was a great movie.
There was.
I mean, it's a chick flick.
And I think real scenarios have happened beforehand.
I mean, when you've been together with someone for so long, it's it becomes more than just a it becomes more than just something on a piece of paper. It becomes something more like just like how would I say it? It becomes something like just soul merging or something like that. So if this person is like your best friend or you know your soulmate, you know your whole life for so many years, I mean, you've grown to love that person so much that without that person you would die. And I know it's a cliche that everyone says like, oh, if you die, I die too. But some cases, I mean, you know, it's if that person doesn't actually die, then I mean, a little part of that person that stays alive dies with that person. So I mean, sometimes I can definitely see that if that person does pass away, one of the two passes away, I mean, what does that person actually have, you know, left to live for if they can't live with their best friend?
Yeah. So. Just to kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, it's been a pretty depressing segment here.
Oh, man. There might be ghost stories to some.
There might be ghost stories. They might be like meaning here.
Foreshadowing death. Knowing they're going to die. I mean, that's pretty scary.
Obviously, we're not trying to.
Gut feelings.
Yeah.
That something might happen.
Yeah. All we can really do in this day and age is I actually really like the quote from Gandalf. I'm a big Lord of the Rings nerd, which is why I like Game of Thrones. But something that Gandalf said to me that really stood out. And I mean, I'm a nerd. I don't care.
And he said this to you.
And I felt it. I like, bro. I was like, bro. I feel that, bro. The scene where Frodo says like, man, I wish I never got the ring. I wish I really never got the ring. None of this would have happened. And Gandalf says to him, like, you know what? And I'll sum this up in my words so everybody can understand it. He's like, you know what? No one ever wishes that they can have such a heavy burden on them. But the only thing that we can do is we can only do what we can with the time that's given to us. And whatever we do is what we make of it. Mm-hmm. So
my final story.
Go ahead. Go
for it. The night.
Go for it.
This one's pretty. I mean, I try to debunk it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe there is debunks. I don't know. I'm no fucking expert. Maybe somebody could help me.
Okay.
Debunk it.
Okay.
So one night, I'm sitting, I'm asleep with my brother again. This is when I was young. We shared a room. We had two separate beds. It's fucking raining hard as a motherfucker. And it's thundering. And then, out of nowhere, you're like, boom, like a loud thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And it shook the house. And at that time, me and my brother woke up, and it's like we simultaneously looked at each other. And we were looking at each other, staring into each other's eyes. And in the background, you could hear, there's a snake in my boot.
Oh my god, not dolls. Please, God, not the dolls. Not the dolls.
So, as I was growing up as a kid, I always had a Woody doll that I used to love. And it just happened to be that my dad, for a good Christmas present, a good memory, bought me a Woody doll.
Instead of Andy in the shoe, it says Louise.
I should you not, it probably says, does.
It has four letters. Oh.
So.
It does. Oh no.
Oh shit.
Oh, just blew the lid off of this debunk. Look at this. Alex Jones here.
So. My dad pretty much gave me this Woody doll. Just like I said, little memories too when I was a kid and I used to love Woody, Toy Story. And I had it sitting on my dresser. So when the thunder hit, me and my brother locked eyes and we looked at each other and we hear a snake in my boot. We both at the same time, like, get up and we lock eyes with the fucking Woody doll and it's just sitting in the middle of the fucking dresser. And I thought it was scariest shit ever.
Wow. That is scary. But you're saying they didn't shoot the house though, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm thinking maybe the vibration of the thunder shook the dog.
Yeah. I mean, I've had
The thing about this, in order for that fucking dog
don't
to talk...
Don't tell me that fucking dog didn't have batteries.
No. That's what I'm thinking right now, too. I was like, what don't you
tell did? Didn't you have to pull?
Yeah.
You
had to pull the string back for him to talk.
Well,
so did it talk as a vibration, or did it talk as something pull the string?
I mean, but you would have heard the string retract back into it because it makes that little noise, that little noise of the string pulling
but
back.
But it's not that long, so would you hear it?
Yeah.
And would you hear it with the thunder?
Ooh. Well, we'll never know.
But guess what? Toy Story 4 coming to you soon.
Famous plug.
So James with that Blood. Being said, I'm going to leave y'all off with something that I heard in a movie. And the movie is Devil. And there's a saying that says, if the devil is real, that must mean that God is real. And this is us signing off.
No, hold on. Before you sign off.
Oh my God, Panda, don't do this like again. Don't do this again,
that
Panda.
That was said in a movie before. I think it was called Stigmata. It's like, you can't believe in demons and not believe in, like, the good side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you believe in God, you have to believe in the devil. Like, it's
hand
in
hand. Without the devil, there would be no God.
Yeah, it's like hand in hand. Like,
okay.
You can't pick and choose.
That's true.
All right. Well, this is us signing off.
Well, this is us signing off. Until next time, guys. This is Your Average Podcast. We'll see you later, dudes.
Hold on. And JK.
Goddamn, fella.
It's still recording, children.